From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're joining with us once again, and I trust you'll stay for the next quarter hour, as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. And before the Lord's servant brings the message based on this verse, let's take just a moment and hear some words in song.
I hear the Savior say,
Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. In this chapter, the prophet Nahum graphically describes the terror of the Lord against those who are His enemies. He tells of the judgment of God which was to befall Nineveh because of her wickedness. But here in verse 7, the tone of the prophet's words change. For instead of wrath and judgment, we read of God's mercy and God's goodness toward His people. For indeed it says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. And by such words, the prophet was seeking to bring comfort to God's people at this particular time in their history. In fact, the meaning of Nahum means comforter or a consolation itself. And it portrays how Nahum's message was also one of comfort to the people of God, for in a day of trouble, the Lord Himself is the hiding place of His people. And surely such words are a comfort to you who are saved today, especially at the beginning of another new year. As you look forward in the future to what lies before in 2007, what a comforting thought it is to know that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Now there are three thoughts I want to leave with you from this verse, child of God, and I trust that these will be an encouragement to you throughout every day of this new year. First of all, Nahum speaks to us of the goodness of God. In the opening line of our text, he says, the Lord is good. Nahum was dealing initially with the judgment of God upon the heathen, yet in the midst of all this, he is able to say, the Lord is good. And by such words, he reminds us of one of the attributes of God, an attribute that we should never lose sight of as we travel through each day of this new year. One of the questions in the Shorter Catechism asks, what is God? And the answer that is given is, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And there, the writers of the Shorter Catechism define one of God's attributes as being that of goodness. That goodness which the prophet Nahum also mentions in our text for today. As we think of God's goodness, we must remember that his very nature and essence is good. Yes, everything about God is good. And everything in this world that is good comes from God. Yes, every good thing that will come your way, child of God, this year will be from the bountiful hand of God. And this is something you should never forget throughout 2007. James 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Yes, all that God will do for you in 2007, child of God, will be for your good. Not only is God's goodness part of his nature and essence, but his goodness is such that it is eternal. The psalmist says, the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And this means that God will be good to us today. Child of God, he will be good to you tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, indeed throughout the 365 days of this year, even in days of darkness and trial that may come your way, even in those days, still the Lord will be good to you. For the Bible says, truly, God is good to Israel. And this truth Job, the patriarch, referred to when he said, the Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And by such words, he was in essence saying to those around him that the Lord was good. Whenever he said these words, his body was covered in painful sores, all his children had been taken from him, all his property was gone, yet such was this man's faith, he could still say of the Lord that he was blessed. He could still really testify of the goodness of God in his life. Child of God, you do not know what this year may bring, but whatever it brings, never lose sight of this great truth, that the Lord is good to you, come what may. Yes, Nahum, he reminds us of the goodness of God. But then secondly, Nahum speaks to us of the protection of God. He says the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Here the prophet speaks of a day of trouble for the believer, and trouble will most surely come the way even of those who are most godly. The Bible says, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. And on such a day the Lord is a stronghold for his people. That word stronghold is a military term for a fortress, a castle, or a tower of safety. And this is what the Lord is to each one of his people in the day of trouble. Child of God, there will be days of trouble, yes, for each one of us in 2007, these days may come our way, but in these days, the Lord has promised to be our stronghold. In times of trouble, in bygone days, a stronghold was a place of safety from the enemy. The arrows of the enemy could not reach into the stronghold. Child of God, you can be sure that the Lord will keep you safe in this new year. Indeed, Solomon tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. But not only was the stronghold a place of safety, it was also a place of serenity. Here people could live in peace when war was raging and when there was upheaval within the community and within the land. And whatever may come your way this year as a child of God, remember, believer, the Lord is able to keep your heart and mind in peace and in rest. Indeed, the hymn writer says, stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Yes, this stronghold was a place of safety, place of serenity, but it was also a place of strength. The name itself depicts strength, and from such a place in ancient battles, the enemy was often defeated and routed. And child of God, the Lord will give you grace and strength to face each day in 2007, whatever it brings. Not only will he give you strength to face such day, but he will also give you strength to be victorious and to be an overcomer for God in such days. As Paul could say, our sufficiency is of God. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and reproaches, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, as you go through 2007, never lose sight of the fact that the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Then finally, Nahum speaks to us of the friendship of God. Notice what he says regarding the Lord in verse 7. He says, He knoweth them that trust in Him. That word knoweth means to be intimately acquainted with. And it conveys to us the friendship of God toward His people, whoever they are who trust in Him in days of trouble. Yes, He is intimately acquainted with their person, their condition, their wants, their suffering, their past, their present, their future. Yes, He knows all about His people. He knows everything that will ever concern His people. Whenever the great Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon was preaching upon this verse, he said this thought of God knowing His people was as if He looked upon each one of His children as if there was no one else in this world. And child of God, this is how it is with you today, and this is how it will be with you throughout every day of 2007. My, whenever we are saved, the Lord will be acquainted with all that concerns us, yes, throughout each day of this new year. Isn't that a comforting thought to know as you embark upon a new year, as the attentive gardener watches over the plants day by day in his garden, as the watchful shepherd keeps his eyes upon the flock, so the Lord's eyes will be upon you throughout every day of this new year. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Yes, His eye will always be upon you, and there will be nothing that will come your way that the Lord will not be acquainted with. Perhaps you will face maybe trials that not even your dearest relative or closest friend will be aware of. Well, let me tell you, the Lord will know, and the Lord will be able to help you. Our text says He knoweth them that are His. And this shows that He cares for you as His child, knows about your life, and it shows that He communes with His people. It shows that the Lord will own His people. What a blessing this is for each one of us who trust the Lord, who know Him as Savior. Our verse says, The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Child of God, as you launch out into 2007, depend upon this verse. Maybe I'm speaking to one this morning and you're still not saved. You know not the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I ask you today the question, what hope have you for 2007? For if you are to die in your sin this year, die without Christ, then you'll be forever without hope. Oh, if you are to have hope for both time and an eternity in 2007, then, friend, you must come to Christ. You must trust Him as your own and personal Savior. Repent of your sin. Confess your sins to Him and trust in His finished work upon the cross of Calvary. May you do so today and know His blessing also in your life in 2007. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.